Blog Talk Radio.
Howdy, everybody. It's time to take a break with Gene and Mary. We're here for you every weekday at 12 noon Eastern Time on Be Unique Radio at beunique.org. We have fun and give away a different free gift each week. All you have to do to get the goodies and join in the fun is call us now at 1-516-418-5651. You can also join the show and get chances to win by sending us an email at contactgeneandmary@gmail.com. Hey, Mary.
Hey, Gene, Happy New Year, man.
Yeah, Happy New Year to you, too. My goodness, it just came right on.
Heck, how are you doing on this Monday?
Well, you know, pretty darn good. Sun is shining. It was kind of cloudy last week, so the sun this week I'm really excited about. So,
yeah.
I'm looking forward to our sunny trip.
It's a little cooler here in Florida than it has been.
Yeah,
not as cold
as
it was a couple of weeks ago.
Well, no, and I am going to wear long pants on Wednesday. I decided for sure this time. Maybe take a change.
Smart. And if anybody's curious, Wednesday we are going to be in Okahumka at the Bountiful Farms Farmers Market. It's a great place to go and meet. I mean, think about it, Gene. You are actually on the road a total of 6 hours that day. Every time we go to Okahumka, that's what I call dedication.
You drive
an hour to get to me, and then we drive another hour, 2 hours to get to Okahumka. And
it's an awesome place.
It is. I want to say I have not yet put this week's trivia question on beunique.org. I actually took a little time off for myself this weekend.
Sure,
but
I will get that on there.
I will get that on there before the end of this day. Before I put my head on my pillow, I will put the trivia on there. And I'm going to make a note right now because otherwise I will forget. Because we actually have a lot to cover today.
We do, you know, and it's going to be quite a little bit. I don't know if we'll cover everything we wanted to cover. Mary and I have talked from the very beginning amidst all of the whining and moaning about how terrible 2020 was. Yes, things happened that weren't all that good. But the point is there were a lot of great things that happened too. And so we just started talking about it and came up with this list that we wanted to share with you guys. But there's way too many. How many were there now? That we just
came up with 111.
Ah, yes.
And that may not be all, because what we consider really phenomenal things to happen in 2020, some of them are specific to you, some are specific to me, some are specific to Be Unique, and some are more global in thinking. But
for everybody.
Some pertain to everybody. And because we've got such an extensive list and such a short length of time, I'm going to say let's forego the word of the day and let's just jump right into the list with your first one.
Well, let's do. And I'm going to start because number one is that Take a Break with Gene and Mary radio show daily was launched in 2020 with sponsors.
Yes, yes.
Woo-hoo.
And I think that's great. In fact, one of our sponsors, Barb Marino, also became a researcher for the Gene and Mary show. That's my great thing. So what else have you got?
Okay. And so then I have Teledocs.
And my husband actually had to use Teledoc during the COVID lockdown when it first started. He got sick. Had nothing to do with COVID, but because of COVID, and it wasn't, you know, he wasn't protruding bones or anything through his skin, they said, let's just, you know, don't come to the doctor. You need to call this number.
Right.
And that leads me to my next item that was really good in 2020. After going to more than 22 practitioners over the last 8 years, I have started on my personal healing journey, and my health is getting better and better every single day.
Woo-hoo. That's
yes.
Awesome. I know it's plagued you for so long.
Yes, it has, but it's going to end soon.
Done.
Woo-hoo. What's
Excellent.
Next?
Well, and then I'm going to say, we mentioned Bonneful Farm, so I'm going to go ahead and say that drive-in movie theaters started making a comeback.
Yeah.
With people not wanting to go sit in theaters.
And not wanting to be near each other. And my next good thing is we had two very successful Be Unique fundraiser yard sales. In the middle of all this COVID, we several people, there were about six of us who brought items and we worked these yard sales. We raised a couple $100. People were wearing their masks and we maintained social distancing. And
it was awesome.
It helped a lot of us clear out our houses and declutter. And it also helped raise money for a worthy cause.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Now, I want to talk about Be Unique Radio also, because that's what we're talking on.
Right.
In 2020, went to over 60 countries are represented.
Holy moly.
In our audience. 60 countries listen to our show, or Be Unique Radio.
Yeah, they listen to all of our shows. And we've
all
got,
shows, yeah.
Right now, we have three. We have on Tuesday, Here I Am with Anna East. On Thursday,
show.
Unscripted with you and me. Every weekday,
Always
you have Take a Break with Gene and Mary. And in just 7 days, we're launching another amazing show. I can't wait to get it started. It's called Manifest Mondays. I'm going to be hosting that. And I have a co-host and a sponsor named Jillian Harris. She's a phenomenal human being. So the fact that we have, 60 countries doesn't surprise me. We're growing by leaps and bounds.
It's awesome. I mean, it's a great fun time, and everybody are hearing about us, and they're tuning in. Now, I want to go ahead and say that going back to our the list that we were working on, that we had this last year, our big automakers, Ford, GM, Tesla, and the like, they were able to completely put their production into play to make ventilators and other medical devices to help us. Just completely change what we were producing. Yeah.
People rose to the challenge. And I'll tell you somebody who rose to the challenge, Mr. Gene Albertson. You took on a lot of major roles here at Be Unique. And I can tell you that we would not be the same today as we were a year ago if you hadn't joined us.
Woohoo!
What's next on your
That's
list?
Awesome. Speaking of birds, people reported seeing birds that they had never seen before. This last year.
Oh, I know. I saw a swallowtail kite, and it still visits my house.
Really?
Yes.
That's awesome.
That's a rare bird to see.
Yes.
Now,
I've only seen maybe a couple in my whole life.
Yeah. Here's another thing on my list. Now, this is more of a global situation. There was a 103-year-old woman. She was a grandma. She beat COVID and celebrated with a Bud Light. There was also a man who was hospitalized with the virus and released the day before he turned 104. And then a third elderly woman tested positive twice, and both times she emerged victorious.
That's awesome. Awesome.
Yeah.
Victory.
Good stuff.
Victory. Well, and then another good stuff here, too. 2 million people in India planted 250 million trees in one weekend this year.
Whoa.
the latest and largest in an ongoing annual planning scheme. They're wanting to reforest the subcontinent.
Very good.
You
Bravo,
know,
India.
That's amazing. Yeah. Plant a tree,
yeah,
everybody.
Know,
anybody that has a tree, plant it.
Yeah. Plant it, and if you can't plant it, go hug one.
Yes.
You'll be amazed at the energy you feel. Now,
yeah.
You know, you mentioned drive-in movies. Did you know that drive-in concerts are a thing now?
Really? That's cool.
Yes.
Yeah, that'd be pretty fun. Especially like in the back of a pickup, you know, get a lawn chair. And...
Oh, yeah. So what's next on your list?
Now, I wanted to point out that while a lot of museums had to close and a lot of businesses that had things that they showed to the public had to close, well, what they did is they were able to turn things virtually and
yes.
offer to their audiences virtually.
In fact, Be Unique, the most recent issue of Be Unique 18, has a story about
mm-hmm.
a museum called Tabby that did just that.
Awesome. Well, you know, and Green Gables, the old house, has we had to pretty much close that down, and there was a virtual tour now. Then during the whole pandemic, people could go and look at the inside of the house on the website.
Well, even the Foggy Bluff Haunted House for Halloween weekend was, they offered virtual tours. That was really
Absolutely.
Fun.
Yeah, I forgot about that. It was pretty cool.
Yeah.
A lot of people enjoyed that.
So
right,
I think
right.
our list
we
just
got,
increased
so,
with all the good things. But here's another
know,
one that
I
got
I
on
go
my
with,
list.
Okay.
Restaurants shared their secret recipes so we could make them at home.
Oh, yes. That's true. I saw that. What a great thing.
All right, Gene, we're going to have to hurry this up. We're down. We've got 3 minutes left in today's show.
Okay. Let's do two at once.
All right, do it.
Okay. Stores had special operating hours for seniors. In late February, the Columbus Zoo in Ohio announced the birth of the first cheetah cubs to be born in vitro fertilization.
Oh, wow.
Two cubs, a male and female, were born to a 3-year-old mother. Feed is a breakthrough for both biology and zoology and comes as a sign that it's possible for humans to help endangered species survive. That's
that is so cool.
Awesome.
Americans rushed to adopt and foster pets in need amid the pandemic, and puzzle boards and puzzles and game boards became cool again and gave us all a break from our screens.
Yes. More people from more countries are also writing for Be Unique, not just listeners. We're having more volunteer participants as well, contributing.
Yes. Major companies such as 3M and Apple pooled resources or shifted production to make millions of masks to help keep people safe. And Crayola launched a box of crayons with diverse skin colors for children to accurately color themselves in the world.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
You know, and I have to say, one of my things about masks is I love to smile, and it was my first obstacle as soon as I had to put one on, and then I had to change the way I smiled, and I switched, and now people are showing their smiles in different ways now. A
yes.
lot of eye smiles and hand gesture smiles and body language smiles. A lot of fun stuff. Dancing,
and a lot
you know?
Of customized masks, including one that you can buy online at beunique.org for only $7.99, and that includes shipping and handling domestically.
And I'll tell you what, I got to say, I'm going to write a review. This is the best mask I ever had. It's comfortable. It's adjustable on the ears.
Let me tell you, you're the third or fourth person who has told us that. Amazon introduced new boxes to be turned into a fort or a robot costume, and we all started appreciating nurses and healthcare workers just a little bit more. And not only that, bird watching has become popular again.
And I love birds myself.
Yes.
Well, now let me ask you, Mary, do we need me to provide an exit tune today, or do we have something pre-recorded?
I can do a pre-record. That gives us an extra minute to talk about
awesome.
A couple more good things. Like Reserva Youth Land Trust discovered and named a new frog species. Drones,
oh, really?
Digital dinners, and an inflatable plastic bubble kept romance alive.
That's awesome.
So what else you got? Give me two more.
All right. Single foster dad adopts 5 siblings so they can all stay together as a family. And
wow.
A rocket ship designed and built by SpaceX launched 2 Americans into orbit from U.S. soil for the first time in nearly a decade.
Oh, my gosh. Now, let me tell everybody before I hit the exit button, because we are absolutely out of time. I haven't done this yet, but I will post all of these things on our blog, and you can see 111 things that were really good about 2020.
Woo-hoo. There's a ton more.
And with that, I'll say we will see you tomorrow. And goodbye, everybody.
Right. See you then.
Thank you for listening this evening. We're happy you chose to spend this time with us, and we hope you learned as much as we did.
Every Thursday at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
And if you'd like us to invite you or someone you know to speak right here, just go to beunique.org and contact us there.
I'm still trying to wrap my head around the fact that our newly branded podcast has so many global listeners and that our website and magazine receive thousands of visitors each month. Let's put your brand in front of all those people. Mary can share the demographics with you. Contact her through the website. That's BUNEKE.org.